download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J Mornings with Zan. We met being some little mischievous girls, you know, just running around rapping, going about our little business and making jokes. And yeah, we're just two girls who love hip-hop, and you know, that's how we met at 2000 Olympics.
Yeah, we met dancing.
And we were like on the African float, because they had Asian float and they had a...
Polynesian float.
Islander float. And we were in the African float, and we came from different African dance group, and yeah, we just kind of connect in a way, because like we're just circling around, because everyone we came across was pretty boring, and we just clicked, you know. We just kind of started realizing that we like hip-hop, and we were just rapping to Lil' Kim and, you know, Biggie and Tupac, and every
Google,
you know,
was hot right then.
Yeah.
We had the lyrics, the rap, because we had no Walkman or stereos to...
So you're making your own music.
Yeah, rapping other people's songs, but entertaining ourselves, basically.
Yeah, we'll be catching a train on Tangara train and just making beats on the side of the train and making the noise, you know.
We used to jam, freestyle, go to parties, and just, it was just really like a fun for us. We never looked at it like, this is what we want to do. We didn't think that, oh yeah, we're a crew. We just thought that, you know, we're better than the guys, because there used to be heaps of our male friends that would rap, and they'll never let us get on the mic, but we'd just jump on anyway. So for us, it was more like a fun, like a sort of teasing thing. And then one time we got a gig, and then from there it was like, you know, let's do this. And we got another gig.
Yeah, you know, start writing our own stuff and sneaking into the clubs at an underage, which I wouldn't require for anyone to do.
It's way too
distance yourself 18. From it.
You need to get killer queens on your doorstep, flipping on four decks. Now you know we got the style, weighing on your mind, coming from behind, take you out of line. Who's that girl? Belizean bombshell, rocket tank tops, but the eyes swell. Do it so well, yo, we roar like hell. Pass the record on, cause you know we're gonna sell.
When you guys sort of looked at it, did you feel like there was a gap where the Killer Queen sound could step in, that kind of fast-paced, dancehall, fiery hip-hop that maybe didn't exist so far in Australian hip-hop?
Well, for us, because, like, when we first started, this is like, you know, we were loud and, you know, we were just, you know, all about us and doing ourselves and just, like, freestyling in the parks and stuff like that. Most people would call us, like, Lil' Kim or Foxy Brown or, you know, Lady of Rage. Like, they want to compare us to all these hip-hop artists. So we found that, you know what I mean, we want to be something different, you know what I mean? And so we just kind of played with our sound. You know, we want to bring our roots into it, like my Caribbean roots, her Ugandan roots, and, you know, trying to just bring something unique and get people moving and pumping, because we're all about that hype, you know? We love that hype.
The name Killer Queens, that presence on stage where you're dancing and spitting out these lyrics, is it coming from a place of anger, or is it coming from a place of bravado, just sort of like, you know, throwing it down, and if you're willing, throw it back at the Killer Queens, get involved?
Well, we're in your face. We're like, we're up front in your face and just bring that rawness, but then we always bring that positive message. It's always a hype. It's always like, I keep saying it because we are. It's always a positive thing that we bring out. And when people see us, it's just like, whoa. It's just like, they cannot get enough, because it's just something different. Breath of fresh air, you know, that's what I call it. Killer Queens, breath of fresh air.
And also, like, just seeing different acts live. You know, we've gone to heaps of concerts and watching other people that you love. Like, I saw Talib Kweli when I came back from the States one year, and I was just like, wow. And when you're watching people that you love perform, that also tells you when it's time for you to get on stage, you got to
give you 100%.
Give you 100 and whatever percent 10, you need to get, because that's how it should be done.
We never lacking.
Legion Bombshell, you mentioned their positivity. What are the kind of, you know, I guess the themes going on in the Killer Queens record? What's important to you guys in terms of the stuff that you're rapping about, that you're writing about?
One of the things that we always based on is like, we always be real about what we're trying to say. And even kicking through the back door, it's not like being violent that people might see, oh, these girls are too hard. You know, like, why are you going to kick through the door? It's a message saying that we keep coming through the front door, and it, like, you know, you get people who don't want to let you in, but don't always give up. You always go through the back door and allow yourself in, find some entry that will let you in, you know, just kick through. Just, it's like opportunities and just being ambitious about what you want. And that song is like, kick through it, man. Just let yourself in. Don't worry about it. When I started out, like when I just came to Australia, it was when I was 10 years old, in Belize, I used to dance to like calypso, soca, reggae, and I was like in the carnivals, you know, with the big butterflies and, you know, costumes and all that, you know, colorful stuff. And when I came to Australia when I was 10, it was like kind of quiet because I went from the airport to the Blue Mountains. So that was kind of
like... You went from Belize to the Blue Mountains? Like all of a sudden life comes to a screeching halt and it gets really cold.
Yeah, and for a year I was crying because I never witnessed such cold weather, and I was like, frostbites, man. It was too much. It's more like a nightmare. Get your night eyewear. What?